Okay, let's move on to amyloidosis. Amyloidosis, by definition, is a group of diseases that are characterized by a deposition of an extracellular amorphous protein that has very specific properties. The common features of amyloid protein are that the individual subunits will form beta-pleated sheets. Very characteristic. Under H&E, the protein is going to have a very pink, homogeneous appearance. It's going to stain red on Congo red stain. If you take this Congo red stain and put it under polarized light, amyloid will typically have a beautiful apple green birefringence. If the protein has all those features, by definition, it is amyloid. Now, there is a whole group of diseases that have amyloid proteins. Now, if you take a look at the composition of amyloid, there's a fibrillary protein. This protein will vary depending on the different disease. The amyloid P component and the glycosaminoglycans tend to be the same, no matter which amyloid we're talking about. Now, let's talk about some of the systemic types of amyloid. The first one is called primary amyloidosis. The protein that's being deposited as a fibrillary protein is AL type. It is kappa or lambda light change. This type of amyloid occurs in association with a plasma cell disorder. In other words, multiple myeloma most commonly. The next type is called secondary amyloidosis, also known as reactive systemic amyloidosis. The fibrillary protein in this amyloid is called amyloid protein, AA. It's serum amyloid A protein. It's an acute phase reactant protein which is produced by the liver. It becomes deposited in tissues as amyloid. By definition, for you to make the diagnosis of this type, they've got to give you a systemic, ongoing inflammatory disease. In the past, I've seen the boards use rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, TB, or Crohn's or ulcerative colitis as a chronic inflammatory disease that stimulates the liver to produce this protein. What else? Familial Mediterranean fever. This also produces serum amyloid A protein, but this time it's an autosomal recessive disease. And characteristically, it affects Mediterranean patients of Mediterranean heritage. They have recurrent inflammation, fever, and a neutrophil defect. The last one you should know about that is systemic is hemodialysis-associated amyloid. By definition, the amyloid protein is called A beta 2M. Because the fibrillary protein is called beta 2 microglobulin. Now, why do patients who have renal failure develop this? Well, because the dialysis membrane is not as good as our kidneys. It will not filter out beta 2 microglobulin. As a result, it will accumulate in various areas in the body, especially within the wrist, and give you amyloidosis. They also tend to develop a carpal tunnel syndrome as well, since it deposits in the wrist. Okay, for localized types of amyloid, the big ones are Alzheimer's disease and senile cardiac amyloid. For Alzheimer's disease, the protein is called A-beta. The fibrillary protein is beta-amyloid precursor protein. I like to refer to it as BAP. Remember, it's found on chromosome 21. Cases with Down syndrome are going to have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's. Okay, last type is called senile cardiac amyloidosis. This one is found in old males, usually 70 years or older. It's localized only to the heart, and the protein that's being deposited is called transthyretin. Now, let's talk about some of the clinical features of amyloid, especially for the systemic types. The distribution is pretty characteristic. The most commonly affected organ is the kidney. The kidney gets impacted with all this proteinaceous material, and you tend to develop what's called the nephrotic syndrome. And ultimately, most patients will go on to eventual renal failure. The other organ that's commonly involved is the heart. The amyloid will be deposited in the heart, and the patient will develop what's called a restrictive cardiomyopathy. They also, if you did an EKG, the voltage, the QRS wave, tends to be very low in amplitude, sort of characteristic. The other thing they develop is cardiac arrhythmias and eventually congestive heart failure. What else can be involved? It can deposit in the spleen and in the liver, Those organs can enlarge. And the last place is in the GI tract. In fact, a lot of these patients will present with very, very large tongues due to all the amyloid. Now, how are you going to make the diagnosis? Well, you've got to prove that there's amyloid. So you've got to do a biopsy, you've got to stain it with Congo red, and you've got to put it under polarized light to confirm the diagnosis. So some of the best places to actually do a biopsy is to use the tongue or gingiva, rectal mucosa, or you can actually do an FNA, a fine needle aspiration of the abdominal fat pad. Those are great places to detect it without doing invasive procedures. Prognosis of amyloid, incredibly poor, because what's the treatment? There is none.